everybody. I have a little word. And I was just sitting here and thinking about peace. You know, it's important to protect your energy in whatever season you're in. In every season, pretty much. So, you know, in my reflection, I'm thinking that there are those people who tend to start counting you out when they think that you don't have anything going on, when they think that you're not winning. They think that, you know, you fell off or something, or you're, you know, taking your time with something, or things are just moving so slow for you, right? So that is why it's important that, you know, with your wins and successes, that you stay quiet about them. Some people just have to post everything on social media. Some people just have to be in the know, and they want others to be in the know and put everything on the table. And this is what's going on, and this is wonderful, and this is a blessing. And sometimes you have to refrain from letting people know everything. Refrain from letting people know what you're doing behind the scenes. You know, refrain from revealing everything. And then soon you will see who is real. You know, you go ahead and let them pick their side, and, you know, because they think this or this is what is showing to them. Because once they pick their side or they have their assumptions, they're going to need to stay there. And I feel like when it's time for God to take you out of that secret place, out of that private space, out of hiding, and out of, you know, not exposing everything, then, you know, it will be revealed to the world that, you know, this is my season, this is great, this is happening. And then those same people are going to try to quit. What are they going to do? Those same people are going to try to come back around. But guess what? Their access is going to be denied. Because I feel like, hey, they weren't on this team when things weren't going so well. Or they thought things weren't going well. Or they thought it was a drought season. So I think they need to keep that same energy. And you just proceed in your harvest. You just proceed in your season. And do what you gotta do. And another thing that people don't realize is that with me personally, you know, I'm a very laid back, cool, chill person. One of the most that you'll ever come in contact with. You know, don't let the small stuff bother me. Don't sweat too much. So my presence and personality will give you the real deal every time. Nothing fake here, no sugarcoating, you know, very private person, often closed off. So, you know, only a select few people get to know me, get to be in my space and experience the me that they need to experience. You know, and there are a lot of people who make assumptions just right from the surface, right off the dump, and don't even know people, don't even know me. All they know is who they think someone is. All they know is who they think I am, you know? And a lot of times they don't know. They haven't even tried to delve into anything that would be wholesome. You know, that would be, you know, the actual way of getting to know someone, getting to know me. And I mean, it's a good thing because I don't let too many people get close. I don't let people get close enough to really get to know me for real, you know. And, you know, once you do have your time, once we do have time, you know, once we get to do all those friendship things and you get to experience, you get to experience my whole vibe, you know, have some heart-to-heart talks with me and you get to feel the real me, then you will know. But I feel like my energy and my time, my personality, my being, me and the flesh is not for everybody. And everybody's not for me. And I am totally okay with that. You know, sometimes you have to have a bubble and you have to choose who you're going to let inside. You have to choose who you're going to deal with. Because for long, it won't be that added protection and security that you need to develop, to that cocoon that you need to be, you know, this peaceful person, to be this comfortable person, to be this developing person, to be a person who's flourishing into their next season and what they're trying to be. So you be the one to control the vibes. Just the word.